American Language Course, Tape 1201B. Listen to this telephone conversation.
Hello?
Hello, is Joe there?
Joe? There's no Joe here. I'm afraid you have the wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hello, is this Madison 41739?
Yes, it is.
May I speak to Joe Anderson?
He isn't downstairs, he's upstairs. Hold the phone, I'll call him. Hello? Joe's not here. He went out to eat.
Well, this is Robert Nelson.
May I take a message?
No, don't bother. I'll try again later on.
He might be back soon.
All right. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
Hello?
Hello, is Joe there?
Joe? There's no Joe here. I'm afraid you have the wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hello, is this Madison 41739?
Yes, it is.
May I speak to Joe Anderson?
He isn't downstairs. He's upstairs. Hold the phone. I'll call him. Hello? Joe's not here. He went out to eat.
Well, this is Robert Nelson.
May I take a message?
No, don't bother. I'll try again later on.
He might be back soon.
All right. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Listen and repeat.
Number. Telephone number. Home telephone number. What is Joe's home telephone number? Message. Take a message. May I take a message? Hold. Hold the phone. Please hold the phone. Wrong. Wrong number. I'm afraid you have the wrong number. Bother. Bother me. Don't bother me. Please don't bother me. Eat. Eat dinner. Time to eat dinner. It's time to eat dinner. Upstairs. Downstairs. Live upstairs or downstairs? Does he live upstairs or downstairs? Be back. might be back. He might be back soon.
You will now hear some statements. After each statement, there is a question. Answer the questions and repeat the correct answers.
His telephone number is 78838.
What is his telephone number?
His telephone number is 78838. They have the right number.
Do they have the right number?
Yes, they have the right number. He will call Joe later.
When will he call Joe?
He will call Joe later. Joe lives upstairs.
Where does Joe live?
Joe lives upstairs. John will be back soon.
When will John be back?
John will be back soon. She's eating her breakfast.
What is she doing?
She is eating her breakfast.
Now let's practice some questions and answers. Repeat what you hear.
I will call you tomorrow. Will you call me tomorrow? Yes, I will. No, I won't. We will get your telephone number. Will we get your telephone number? Yes, you will. No, you won't. John and Mary will go to school. Will John and Mary go to school? Yes, they will. No, they won't. Robert will leave a message for me. Will Robert leave a message for me? Yes, he will. No, he won't. You will hold the phone. Will you hold the phone? Yes, I will. No, I won't. All students will study English. Will all students study English? Yes, they will. No, they won't.
Listen to the following questions. Give the correct affirmative answers to the questions, then repeat the correct answers. Listen to this example. I will do your part. Listen.
Does Mr. Smith call at the office every day?
Yes, he calls the office every day.
Yes, he calls the office every day.
Yes, he calls the office every day.
Does Mr. Cole take the bus in the morning?
Yes, Mr. Cole takes the bus in the morning.
Does he get a seat every day?
Yes, he gets a seat every day.
Does he go to the train station?
Yes, he goes to the train station.
Are there many people in the station?
Yes, there are many people in the station.
Are there many trains?
Yes, there are many trains.
Is Mr. Brown on the train?
Yes, Mr. Brown is on the train.
Does she often speak to you?
Yes, she often speaks to you.
Do you usually get the right number?
Yes, you usually get the right number.
Do the students walk to school?
Yes, the students walk to school.
Are they studying English tonight?
Yes, they are studying English tonight. Listen to the following statements, then change them to questions. Repeat the correct response. Listen to the example. I will do your part. Listen.
The students intend to walk to the post office.
Do the students intend to walk to the post office?
Do the students intend to walk to the post office?
Do the students intend to walk to the post office?
We intend to study tonight. Do we intend to study tonight? I plan to buy a car. Do I plan to buy a car? They hope to meet us at the movies. Do they hope to meet us at the movies? Your friends hope to arrive soon. Do your friends hope to arrive soon? I take a break between classes. Do I take a break between classes? John often gets a wrong number. Does John often get a wrong number? Joe calls Mary in the evening. Does Joe call Mary in the evening? The students go out to eat. Do the students go out to eat? We plan to live upstairs. Do we plan to live upstairs? You often call me at home. Do you often call me at home?
Now let's practice some negative statements and questions. Listen and then repeat.
He doesn't call me during the day. He didn't call me during the day. Doesn't he call me during the day? Didn't he call me during the day? I don't want to read that book. I didn't want to read that book. Don't I want to read that book? Didn't I want to read that book? We don't expect to see you there. We didn't expect to see you there. Don't we expect to see you there? Didn't we expect to see you there? They don't plan to go to San Francisco. They didn't plan to go to San Francisco. Don't they plan to go to San Francisco? Didn't they plan to go to San Francisco? I don't always get a wrong number. Don't I always get a wrong number? I didn't always get a wrong number. Didn't I always get a wrong number? Robert never arrives on time. Robert didn't arrive on time. Doesn't Robert ever arrive on time? Didn't Robert arrive on time?
This is the end of tape 1201B.